Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to Tame the Bull. Today, we're diving headfirst into a topic that can seriously weigh you down. Guilt and shame. You know those feelings? The ones that creep in, whisper doubts, and make you question everything you do? Yeah, those. We all experience them, but they don't have to control us. In fact, learning to let go of these heavy emotions can be a game changer for your mental well-being and your overall happiness. So buckle up, because today we're getting real about guilt and shame, and I promise you, by the end of this episode, you'll feel lighter than air. First off, let's break down what these emotions actually are. Guilt is that feeling of remorse or regret for something you've done. A mistake, an unkind word, whatever it may be. Shame, on the other hand, is more like a deep sense of inadequacy or worthlessness. It says, there's something fundamentally wrong with me. Ever felt like you were judged harshly by others or even yourself? That's shame rearing its ugly head. Now, guilt can sometimes be a good thing. It can nudge us towards making amends and becoming better people. But when it becomes excessive, constant, or starts dictating your actions, that's when it becomes a problem. Shame is always a red flag. It tells you to hide, shrink back, and believe the worst about yourself. That's not healthy, folks. So, how do we break free from this cycle of guilt and shame? Here are 5 key takeaways that have seriously helped me, and hopefully will help you too. First, acknowledge your feelings. Don't try to bury them or pretend they don't exist. Feeling guilty or ashamed doesn't make you a bad person. It means you're human. Recognize those emotions without judgment, and allow yourself to feel them fully. Second, examine the root cause. Why are you feeling this way? Is it something specific that happened? Or is it a pattern of thought or behavior that's been holding you back? Dig deep and try to understand where these feelings are coming from. Once you know the source, you can start to address it. Third, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend going through a tough time. We all make mistakes, we all have flaws, that's part of being human. Forgive yourself for past transgressions and focus on learning and growing from them. Fourth, take responsibility for your actions. If you've done something wrong, own up to it. Apologize sincerely and make amends where necessary. But remember, taking responsibility doesn't mean dwelling on the past or beating yourself up. It's about acknowledging what happened and moving forward in a positive way. And finally, focus on the present moment. Dwelling on past mistakes or worrying about future uncertainties only fuels guilt and shame. Bring your attention back to the here and now. What can you do right this second to make a positive impact? Engage your senses, appreciate the little things, and cultivate a sense of gratitude for what you have. Think about that time you really messed up. Maybe you said something hurtful to a friend or made a mistake at work. How did you feel? Probably a mix of guilt, shame, maybe even fear. Now, imagine if instead of dwelling on those negative emotions, you took responsibility for your actions, apologized sincerely, and learned from the experience. You'd likely feel lighter, more empowered, and ready to move forward. That's the power of letting go. Remember, folks, guilt and shame are not permanent fixtures in your life. You have the power to break free from their grip. Start by acknowledging your feelings, understanding their roots, practicing self-compassion, taking responsibility for your actions, and focusing on the present moment. These steps might seem small, but they can make a world of difference in your emotional well-being. So, go out there, let go of those heavy emotions, and embrace a life filled with lightness, joy, and freedom. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from hearing it. See you tomorrow for another dose of Tame the Bull.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.